Actually, I thought about other titles of my presentation, as, for example, Thermodynamics of the Solar System, or Why Creationists Do Not Understand Physics. So I want to give a short overview of my outline after the motivation. What's the problem of the sun, or what can we model there? The modeling itself, how can we look at a solar system consisting of the sun and the Earth only? That's a simplification. And at the end, a short conclusion. So, okay, what's the main impact of the sun? A common answer, energy or heat, because this is what the sun provides that life can exist. And yeah, the claim of me is now, it's not quite true, because energy cannot be destroyed. So why do we need new energy by the sun? The question, what's the role of the sun in the solar system, and especially for us and for the Earth? So yeah, nice picture of the sun by the NASA, which I found in general National Geographic. And yeah, I want to recall the first two laws of thermodynamics. The first is that the change of the inner energy is equal to the change of heat, which goes to the system, or which a system releases, plus the work which is done by the system. And the second law is that the quantity of the entropy is greater than the amount of transferred heat over the temperature of the system. So some properties of this quantity, entropy, it cannot be destroyed. So for a closed system where no heat transfer occurs, the entropy cannot decrease. But it can be created from nothing, as we know from thermodynamics, in irreversible processes. So important property is that entropy is coupled to heat transport. So if we transfer heat, which is a sort of energy, from one system to another system, we also transfer entropy from one system to the other. But the quantity, how much entropy we transfer, this depends on the temperature of that system. So for the system Sun and Earth, I want to introduce the following simplification. The Sun transfers only heat to the Earth, not vice versa, with a small amount of entropy, because the temperature is high at the sun, of course. And the Earth releases entropy and heat to the universe, but less entropy than it gets from the sun, because the temperature is small. So some definitions for the following modeling. The total entropy is the sum of all entropies in the system. The heat transfer is defined as delta Q S E from sun to Earth, and EU from Earth to universe. It's the same for the transfer of entropy. And the temperature is defined TS for the sun and TE for the Earth. So my assumptions are now that the systems can be seen as heat reservoirs. So almost the same temperature at every point in the system. And the heat entropy transfers only Earth to Earth to universe. Oh, that's wrong here. Earth to universe and sun to Earth. Of course, there's also a transfer of heat from the sun to the universe, but we don't look at that. And my claim is that backward transfer is also neglectable. And energy exchange other than by heat is neglectable as well, so other kind of radiations or so on. And the inner energy of the Earth does not change dramatically, that's another claim, because maybe there is a process where energy is saved within the Earth, but the claim is that this amount of energy is neglectable. And the Earth does not do work on something in the universe, so delta W is almost zero, and therefore the change of heat, the total change of the Earth is zero. So the heat transfer is then, because the Earth is in an equilibrium, which means that the amount of heat which this, the Earth get from the sun is the same as the amount of heat which is released by the sun. And therefore, we can find this relation according to the entropy of that which the Earth gets and this which is released by the Earth. And the implication is that the Earth releases more entropy as it gets from the sun. So therefore, irreversible processes at the Earth are possible. So to the creationistic objection against evolution is that life on Earth consists of complex structure which can be seen as highly ordered, and an increasing of the order of a system is connected with a decrease of entropy, and that's forbidden by the second law of thermodynamics, but only according to the total amount of entropy. So the conclusion of the creationists would be that the process of evolution cannot be happen because it would increase, because it would decrease the entropy. That's wrong as well, sorry. But as we have seen before, this is not quite true because this is only valid for a closed system, and the Earth is that, of course, not. So the conclusion, some take-home messages. Yes, the sun provides energy, but in fact only that amount which the Earth loses via thermal radiation. And of similar importance is that the sun provides heat of a higher quality because it's connected with a smaller amount of entropy as that kind of heat which is released by the sun. And what about the existence of life? Earth is not a closed system. So the total entropy of the system Earth can decrease if it releases entropy. And the total amount of entropy within the universe, including sun and Earth, will increase. So complex structures can come into existence, as one might think about life and so on. And what about the creationists? Well, they have to learn that delta S is greater than zero. It holds only for closed systems. So thank you. Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
So does the total entropy of the Earth as a system decrease?
Could be. This is.
Can you know? is it possible to find out? Or?
Yep. This simplification that entropy is directly connected to the order of a system is not quite true. But it's a model. But if you look at the Earth, having that in mind, the entropy should decrease because there are humans who live on the Earth and who build nice buildings as a parameter institute, which are, of course, ordered structures. So I would say probably the amount or the entropy of the system Earth decreases.
But anytime you build perimeter, the total entropy of the Earth, if you consider it as a closed system for the moment.
Yeah, but it
increases.
Is not. Yes.
Anytime you do anything, the entropy increases.
Yes.
So you don't introduce order. So entropy, human activity creates disorder, creates entropy. And then the equilibrium that you are talking about decreases entropy. So there's certain balance.
And irreversible processes lead to an entropy increases. Yeah, that's true. But
and building perimeter is irreversible, right?
Probably. Yeah. And but this can be the total amount depends also on the transfer of entropy to the universe. So the whole system Earth is not closed, but you are looking where you can see that where the entropy which is produced by building this institute is released to the universe.
Okay.
That is
sure.
That your question?
Sure. And one more thing, I guess. If your total entropy is decreasing with time, what's going to happen in the infinite time limit? So our entropy is going to go to zero overall, or what?
Okay. Probably not. So we will probably find that the process is not in equilibrium according to the entropy. So this will depend on time, and or it could be that it is equilibrium at the moment, so that the amount of the difference between the entropy which the Earth get from the Sun and the amount it released to the universe, that difference is exactly the amount of entropy which is produced at the Earth. That is possible. But I don't know. Yeah.
Any other questions?
So I just have a question. So the title of your talk is The Sun, Not Only Good for Energy. So could you summarize what else is the Sun good for? Energy.
Yeah, that entropy can decrease at the Earth, so that we don't become only heat, because that's the process of if the entropy increases to infinity, this means that everything transfers to a kind of heat, so that everything is chaotic and.
When the entropy of the Earth decreases, then you're saying this is good.
Yeah, let me say so. The entropy of a system which does not produce entropy would decrease. And so this difference makes possible that irreversible processes can happen at the Earth. That's the idea, yeah.
Okay.
But there were lots of assumptions which are maybe not exact. But I think that this is a good interpretation to understand especially why life does not contradict the second law of thermodynamics.
So, just to make sure, when you talk about the entropy of the Earth,
yeah.
You talk about the entropy of materials that, say, constitute the Earth's crust, or you also imply the entropy of human beings, of plants, animals, of nature on the surface.
Yeah, the idea was to look at the whole system Earth, so everything which is there. So yeah, of course.
We cannot make any conclusions related to the interaction of such subsystems as human beings and every life organism with what's going on inside the Earth itself.
Yeah, of course, it would be possible that there are other processes which produce so much entropy that that this would contradict the structure of organisms or something like that. But the fact is that at this stage, you cannot see that the existence of life contradicts the second law of thermodynamics directly. So one has to look more precisely on the system. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.